On this week's edition of You and the Law, Surrogate Judge Barbara Howe is here talking about keeping the legal paperwork of your life up to date. How important is it that you keep your will and your other legal papers up to date?
It is so important to avoid embarrassment to oneself, to avoid embarrassment to other people. I analogize it to the fact that each year we are supposed to change our smoke detectors at the same time we change our clocks twice a year. I would like to see everybody at the time of year when they prepare their tax return to pull that copy of the will out and that health care proxy that they made and look at it and see if it's still the way they would want it to be.
Do you have problems in surrogates court because people do not update their legal paperwork?
Every single day. As one example, people will leave money to charities. In Western New York, in Erie County at least, in our studies of our own records for years, the most frequent type of charity in the wills of Western New Yorkers is a religious organization, a parish, for example. We know through the journey of faith and grace that there have been a number of closed parishes, merged parishes, etc. A person leaves something in their will 10 years ago to a parish that no longer exists. Do we make it right in the sense that we carry out the spirit in the will as opposed to ignoring this? Absolutely. The Attorney General's office, New York State Attorney General's office, has an individual in our court on every single occasion where any charity is named in the will of someone in Erie County. And that Assistant Attorney General, the head of the Charities Bureau for Western New York, uses a doctrine called Cy-Prey, C-Y space P-R-E-S, which is the doctrine of the nearest and best use to the charitable purpose that was put in the will. So if a certain parish closed, the Attorney General's office, along with people from the diocese or the new parish, will endeavor to have that money directed toward the closest parish in terms of lineage to the parish that the person belonged to and or wanted to leave money to.
Are there situations where you shouldn't put details in? For example, if someone's writing a will, is it a good or bad idea to name the children that might inherit?
People have different views on this, and it depends on case by case, and it also depends on a person or a couple, a married couple going to make mirror wills, having the same kind of honest conversations about who their children are, what children they might have had, what we call non-marital children prior to a marriage or within a marriage but unknown to the other spouse. The same kind of candid discussions that we should have with our doctor about what our lifestyle habits are the kind of candid discussions that everyone should have with an attorney before they make or revise a will. In some instances, that means that a couple go to a lawyer and the next day, one of the members of the couple, after they draft the wills, realizes we talked about a problem area. We talked about my children. And this person knows there's some other child they never told their spouse about. They call their lawyer up. And the lawyer now may have to say, I can't do the final version of the wills of both of you or of either of you at this point. These are painful issues, Mike. But let me tell you, as someone who has been at hundreds of wakes and who has presided over thousands of these cases, it is much better to man up or woman up, if you will, about these issues now, get past it, make the provisions that will make you sleep well and the other people around you not have the kind of pain that I observe every day because people don't deal with these issues when they're alive.
Here on You and the Law today, Surrogate Judge Barbara Howe has been here, and we've been talking about your legal paperwork and keeping it fresh. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.